Turkey. It's busy.
だから、ちょっと親の名前がちょっとダメなんだよな。
じゃあ、シュはいいじゃん。シュは。シュは。いや、シュは。
The lyrics, これなんていうの？
ピート・シンフル。
Lyrics, Pete Sinful, his writing.
No, not mine.
Oh, before.
Before he was.
But who is writing right now?
A friend of mine called Richard Palmer. Richard Palmer James, actually.
Richard Palmer.
Palmer James. He lives in Germany, but he's an old school friend of mine. And he's, I think he knows what lyrics we want and things like that. He's very good. Apparently, Pete Sinfield had a split with the group about a year ago, I think. But this guy's really good, the lyrics are. I think they're good anyway.
Okay, we understand your music. We think it's a lot of classic music.
Yeah?
Some tune.
Oh, that's nice.
We think.
Yeah? And it's not intentionally. Classic. You mean classical?
Yes,
classical. Yeah. It's not intentionally classical, but it's we kind of use a framework of just, we try to be as melodic as possible. We don't take classical melodies, but we use melodies that are slightly classically influenced, I suppose because of Robert. Robert's very classically influenced anyway.
Means Robert, he listening classic music.
Oh yes,
all
he
the
likes
time.
Classical music very much. Yeah.
Kiss.
I mean, there is. Then you find a contrast between there's some sort of very classical parts of the music and some very modern parts,
yes,
which is. One after another.
Yeah.
That, I think that's, well, that's what I like about
some
the music.
Some of the jazz and.
Yeah. It's got a bit of everything.
Okay, I understand. Mr. Robert, friend is Mr. Keith Tippett.
Yes,
the
that's
jazz
right.
Musician.
Yes.
And I think Robert talking about music with a. Keith Tippett many times.
Yeah.
Robert like and the EU people like about Keith Tippett? What's the reason with the Keith Tippett? You know?
I think it mainly you automatically find people that you're drawn to that like the same kind of music. Robert worked with Keith Tippett in Centipede.
Yeah.
And he's sort of got a close friend. Quite a close friend anyway, and they like the same kind of music. They like the same kind of things, you know. I dare say you'd see them working together one day. Because we hope to have projects apart from King Crimson that we can all get involved with friends and other musicians and things. I think Robert, one of the things that Robert would like to do is work with Keith Tippett off the record. I mean, I can't really speak for Robert, but I think that's what he'd like to do.
Frank Tippett, the
drummer. Keith Tippett.
How did you meet your new group?
It's a long story. I used to know Robert at college. We were at college in Bournemouth together, which is a funny little town in the south of England. Our paths sort of crossed occasionally every 6 months. You know, we'd see each other again. And we always thought we'd play together someday, I suppose. And now was the ideal opportunity. You know, I was going to leave family and... the old King Crimson just split up. It just seemed like a good idea to get, you know, I really wanted to play with Robert. And then Bill came along from Yes, and that just clinched it, you know. We had a blow together and that was it. We thought, we'll get a band together. This is it. Yeah.
Tonight is the first concert of a new group.
Yeah, it is really. We've done three gigs in Germany,
but
sort of informal, at the Zoom Club in Frankfurt. Yeah. And we did one gig last week in Redcar at a club. But tonight was the first official.
I think it's the first
day. Yeah, yeah.
And why you take you guys have a concert in German first? Zoom Club?
Because
it's easy?
Yeah. Because it's informal. If you play, we weren't really well rehearsed then. It was a kind of experiment, you know. We wanted to see. This noise is terrible, isn't it? We wanted to see if that the program that we'd worked out would work in front of an audience. You know. And the trouble is, if you do a gig in England, then immediately somebody would write it up, you know, in a paper, newspaper, they write about it. If we happen to play a bad gig, then it gets us off on the wrong foot, you know. So we just decided to go to Germany first and try it out. It was nice to get the band together in a different country. You know, it made us feel more like a group, really.
And also, any reason you play this city, Hull?
In Hull? No, it was just the way the tour was arranged.
Just the schedule?
Yeah, the schedule was arranged that way, yes.
Before you came in King Crimson, did you play any group?
Yeah, I was with family. Family? You were with
family?
Yeah. I was with them for about 13 months, something like that.
Well, I understand it's Japan, many fans, I think.
Really?
Waiting to come.
Yeah? Oh, we want to come. Yeah.
Something that the Japanese people.
Well, we're dying to get over there. We'd really love to play in Japan, yeah, really. We're looking forward to it. We hope to come next year, 1973, after the summer, we'll be coming to Japan, definitely. We really want to play in Japan. We really like it because Emerson, Lake and Palmer have played in Japan and Freddie played in Japan, and they say it's incredible. And we'd love to come. Yeah? Yeah? Really? Oh, well, we can't wait to go over. You know, we really want to go.
Okay, you have any, group have to play indoor theatre all the time. I never play outside.
Where?
In the concert hall, I'm talking.
Yeah?
Have to be an indoor.
No, we'd play outside if we want to. You know, if there's a festival where we can play, yeah, we play anywhere. I mean, play in a club, concert hall, festival, anywhere. We just like playing.
What do you think about Emerson, Lake and Palmer?
Oh, very good. Very good.
You like them?
Yeah. Very good group.
Well, thank you very much tonight.
Okay.
And we hope to see you at the Japan
Festival. I hope so. I really hope so. Yeah.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.